Get your Bibles out again tonight, and let's go back to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1, and let's see what the Master has in store for us tonight. Hallelujah. This morning, we talked about courage to follow Jesus. Amen? And then as I was doing some research and some digging and some diving, I came across a message I preached about 8 years ago, and this kind of... we're going to piggyback off that message this morning from that. Once you get there, let's all stand. Mark chapter 1 and verse number 16. And by the way, these are also, it's amazing how God does things, but as I was studying this out yesterday, I wasn't even thinking about it, but these are the same scriptures that God used when he called me to preach. Amen. But nonetheless, the Bible says in Mark chapter 1 and verse 16, "Now, as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, 'Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.'" Hold your place there and flip with me to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 18. The Bible says this in Matthew 4. Verse number 18, same story. The Bible says, "And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called" who?
Peter.
"Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.'" The reason I wanted to read that to you is because we see that Simon and Peter are the same person. Simon and Peter are the same person. Now go back to Mark chapter number 1. This is what we're going to talk about tonight. This is a throwback message from 2005, about 8 years ago. Now I want to talk tonight on this little thought. What would Peter have missed if he had not followed Jesus? What would Peter have missed if he had not followed Jesus? Father, help us tonight. Of course, Father, we're not going to look at the whole life of Peter, but just a few highlights of some things that happened in his life that perhaps would not have, not perhaps, it would not have happened if he had not followed the Lord Jesus. And God, as we, my soul, as we begin to travel down this particular road, I pray, God, that you reveal to each of us individually certain things, Father, in our life that perhaps we would have missed if we had not followed Jesus. And then remind us, Lord, the importance of following Jesus. I pray, God, that you'd help me as your servant to write and divide the word of truth. I pray, God, to guide my speech and my mind and my heart. Help me to preach with the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, you see through my pores. God, help me so I can help somebody else. And God, help that soul that's struggling. And we'll thank you. We love you. Well, if I'm leaving out, take care of that too. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Jesus, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Give me a little bit more volume up here, guys. A little bit. I'm getting kind of hoarse. And my wife wants me to talk to her later on tonight. I think. But Mark chapter 1. The Bible says in verse 16, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee," the Bible says he saw Simon, which of course is also Peter. And the Bible says here in this verse, he saw Simon and Andrew's brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. They were fishermen. And the Bible says, and Jesus said to them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." The question is this: what would Peter have missed if he had not followed Jesus? Folks, there's a lot of things, if you're not careful, you and I will miss if we don't follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And the Bible shows us here, and we're going to look at very briefly, a few things in Peter's life that he could have missed if he had not followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm seeing a lot of folks missing. Everything all right? Okay, amen. I see a lot of folks missing. I might make sure everybody all right. Amen. First of all, we're going to look at this. He would have missed the healing of the man with the unclean spirit. Look, the Bible says in verse number 23, we see that he's now following Jesus. And as he is following Jesus, The Bible says in verse number 21, and they went to Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man of an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone! Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know that thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, put a muzzle on it, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, and he came out of him, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. When the midst of that congregation was also Peter. And Peter, if he had not followed Jesus, would have missed this miracle taking place. He would have missed this man that had the unclean spirit, and this man having this unclean spirit taken out of him. He would have missed that whole scene if he had not followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what? When you and I don't follow Jesus, we miss some stuff. Maybe we'll miss seeing somebody being delivered, being rescued from some oppressive spirit. Maybe we'll miss all kinds of things if we do not follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you start following him, you'll see things take place that will just simply blow your mind. You'll see things happen that will astound you. They were astounded. Why? Because they followed Jesus. Amen. And as they followed Jesus, they saw this man with the unclean spirit that was rescued, that was healed. But not only that, let's get a little bit more personal. If Peter had not followed Jesus, he would have missed his mother-in-law being healed. Look what the Bible says in verse number 29. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they means Jesus and his disciples, they entered into the house of Simon, which is Peter, and Andrew, with James and John. But Simon, or Peter's wife's mother, lay sick of a fever. And alone, immediately, they tell him of her, and he came and took her by the hand, lifted her up, and immediately, the Bible says, the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And evening, when the sun did set, they brought them all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. Well, what if her son-in-law had not followed Jesus? If her son-in-law, Peter, had not followed Jesus, they would have had no need to even stop at his house. Because he wouldn't follow Jesus no way. So why would they even enter into his house? You see where I'm going, don't you? Many of us have family members, my dear friends, that if you and I are not following Jesus, perhaps they won't be delivered, they won't be rescued, because you and I are not following Jesus. Now go back in your mind for just a moment. Think about some relatives that you do know who are perhaps attending church right now because somebody in your family, or perhaps you, started, and now they are now in the house of God too. So there's certain, some people have a certain magnetism about them. They just do. And I've seen them over the years. If one out of the crowd starts coming to church, the whole group just comes in. But by the same token, when that one person stops, it's amazing how that whole group. Now I know we're going to say, well, that's on them. I understand all that. But at the same time, each of us has some type of influence on somebody's life. And if you are not careful, we can influence them for good, or we can influence them for bad. So we got to be careful, my dear friends, the things that we say, the things that we do, because somebody is going to be affected in some particular way. And because that Peter had decided he was going to follow Jesus, now they make a pit stop at Peter's house, and there's his mother-in-law, and she's sick, and she winds up getting healed. Why? Because Peter decided to follow Jesus. By the way, they say that Peter is the first pope. Well, if he's the first pope, Peter had a wife. Amen. So anyhow, but nonetheless, amen, just threw that out there. Amen. One man said, man, have a mother-in-law, don't have a wife is a fool. Amen. So he had a wife. Amen. But nonetheless, Nevertheless, his mother-in-law was healed, my dear friends, as a result of him following Jesus. Perhaps he would have missed that. But not only that, my dear friends, the various healings that took place as we started reading verse number 32. And even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils and all that were gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse or various diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Look what the Bible says. Jesus Christ healed many. Many that were possessed were healed. Peter saw all these things taking place. But what if he had not followed the Lord Jesus Christ? He would not have seen all these healings. Mama, Daddy, what about your children? Will they be in the house of God if it were not for you coming to the house of God? And I mean, couples are just funny. Amen. They just are. This couple here too. but it's amazing how sometimes one or the other, one of the spouses, if it wasn't for that one spouse, then the other might not even be in church at all. But they helped them get there. They'd be like, well, come on, we got to go. Amen. And then I've seen where one just gets out and then all of a sudden they go to the other one. So you never know, my dear friends, the type of influence that you have on somebody else. But if you're not following Jesus, we may miss all that. It's worth following the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only that, my dear friends, look at this. He would have missed the leper being healed. Look at verse number. All these are just in the same chapter, by the way. But look what it says over here in verse number 40. The Bible says, and there came to him, came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said to him, I will, I desire, be thou clean. And the Bible says, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightway charged him, saying, don't tell nobody. Amen. Don't tell nobody, but the Bible says in verse 45, but he went out anyhow and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in the desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. He could not contain the crowds. They were coming from everywhere. Well, guess what? If Peter had not been following Jesus, he would have missed the cleansing of the leper. But you know what? That's why it's so important to be in the house of God. Oh, the preacher went, listen, don't get me wrong. I want everybody to be here every time. But if you ain't here, that don't really hurt me. It don't. You know what hurts? It hurts the individual who's not here. Because they're the ones that miss out. Because you think about this. Think about those services, those worship services that you have been involved in. When at that particular service, in that particular message, or perhaps in that particular song, God did something that changed your life. Now think about this. What about the times you could have been there, but chose, not because of sickness, not because of a job, but chose not to come? I wonder what did we miss? I wonder what blessing that may have been in store for us, but you know what? It passed us by because we were not there in attendance. You've heard me tell this story before, how Brother Dennis Petty was preaching down in Georgia at Norcross many, many years ago, over 20-something years ago. And I remember me and Jolene finally making it there on that Friday, but we had put off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And finally, I'm laying on one couch, she's laying on the other couch, and we're like, you know, we need to go on here, Brother Dennis, you know. And so we got up, you know, and just because it wasn't our church. It was somebody else. You know how it is. It's not our church service, so, you know. But we went over there. It was, remember, with Kenneth Cofer's church, and we went over there, and Brother Dennis Petty was preaching, and we were, but this show you how kind of late we were too. We sitting way in the back. But nonetheless, they gave the invitation after he preached, and then Jolene got up and walked down the aisle, and she went to the floor to pray. And when she came back, and she had tears coming down her face, and she said there was something she had been struggling with for a long time, but she got freedom. She got liberty that night from whatever it was. She never told me what it was, but she got freedom and liberty from whatever it was that had been hounding her for so many years. But what if we had not gone to that Friday night service? Maybe she would still be being hindered by whatever it was that the enemy was trying to use to hinder her. Folks, it's so important to follow Jesus. Not following him could be very detrimental to our spiritual development and our spiritual growth. It's important to follow Jesus. So he would have missed the healing of the man with the unclean spirit, his mother-in-law being healed, various healings, the leper being healed. But he also would have missed something else if he hadn't followed Jesus. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. Look what the Bible says now. Let's fast forward over to Acts chapter number 2, verse number 1. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. It's important, folks, to follow Jesus. I want every person that's here, every person who's here is life touching somebody else. I want each of us to live a victorious Christian life. I want us to not have a life of defeat, but a life of victory. Now, having a life of victory means this. There are going to be battles. There's going to be battles. But God, I'm about to have a spell. But God will give us the strength to be able to overcome the battles that we face. We are in a war, my dear friends. Look what the Bible says in Acts chapter number 2. I don't know what God's doing inside of me here lately, but it's feeling good. But look what it says here in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Who was the they? Back up to chapter number 1. And drop down to verse number 13. And the Bible says this. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where abode both who? Peter and James. And it names all the disciples. It drops down to verse 14. It says they all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And the Bible says in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of them. Who was in attendance? Peter. Now let's go back to chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says this, my dear friends. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, including Peter, were all with one accord. That's a good thing to practice. In one place. And the Bible says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house. And they were sitting, the Bible says. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and is set upon each of them. The women too. Each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. The word tongues means languages. Other means different. As the Spirit gave them utterance. And then the Bible begins to tell you the languages that they spoke. But what if Peter had not been there? Peter would not have been filled with the Holy Spirit. He would have missed that if he had not followed the Lord Jesus Christ. He would have missed it. But then there's something else he would have really missed. The sermon he preached. Drop down now with me. In verse 14, the Bible says this. Verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. And he begins to preach from verse 15 all the way down, my dear friends, to verse number 36. And when he gets done preaching this message down in verse 36, the Bible says something happens. Now when they heard this, the folks he was preaching to, they were pricked in their heart, and send to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? He preached about Jesus. He preached about the prophecies. He preached about the things that would take place. And they all began to say, oh my goodness, what shall we do? What shall we do? And watch what happens in verse 38. And the Bible says, then Peter, because he followed Jesus. Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized. Every one of you, in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, for the remission, for the forgiveness, for the pardon, for the deliverance, for the liberty of sin. And the Bible says this. In the next part of the verse. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify. And exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about what? 3,000 souls. He would have missed that if he hadn't followed Jesus. He would have missed all these souls that were saved, birth, bloodborn, born again, placed into the family of God. But because he followed Jesus, he saw those souls saved. Because he followed Jesus, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Because he followed Jesus, he was able to preach that message that God gave him. But then also look at this. The Bible says in verse 32, and they continued steadfastly. The word continued steadfastly means heartfelt towards. And the apostles, that with the heart, man, with the heart. Let me pause it for a minute. Are we following God's word from the heart? From the heart. It's different. From the heart. It's almost like playing on a football team, any kind of team sport. And when you're on that team, if you love your coach, if you love that guy, and he tells you, I want you to get out there, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do so many push-ups, or I want you to do so many hours or whatever, and you may not really want to do that, but because you love that coach, you'll do it from the heart with all that you've got. And you'll push yourself. Right now, they've got a football game going on right now with the Baltimore Ravens and the Patriots. And there's a guy that plays for the Baltimore Ravens whose name is Ray Lewis. By the way, he's a Christian. That's a great thing. Amen. He wears it. He don't just say, he does. But he says one thing about Ray Lewis. They say that he is a leader. That's what they all keep saying. He's a leader of men. A leader of men. Here is a guy, my dear, one person. They can motivate a whole team. A whole team. Hey, they got egos, just like he got ego. But you know what? That one person has such an influence on those guys. He'll get out there, my friends, and he'll say, it's not over. Let's go. Give it all to God. Give it all on the field. Let's go. And David's like, they're ready to go. Amen. They're ready to tear somebody's head off. You know what? That's how it should be because we're following Jesus Christ. When you begin to think about how he saved your soul, how we change your destination, how we change your world, how we change you, and is changing you from the inside outwardly. That in itself should motivate us to want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why a lot of times, I mean, anybody will tell you, a pastor, a preacher, anybody, a saint of God, when they see them new converts get saved, oh, and you get excited. Why? Because they be hungry. It's natural for a new babe in Christ to be hungry. Like these little babies, like Jackie's baby over here. That baby, she eat now? We got the ball right there, they're waiting. Well, she tried, got to feed her. Got to feed her, amen. That's how it is with a new believer. They be hungry, they be sniffing. I mean, they're ready to eat, you know. I mean, and when it does, for a preacher like that, I'm like, yeah, give me like a, I'll be dusting off stuff, old books and dusting them off. I got to get my mind going again, amen. Why? Because they be hungry. They're hungry. Folks, we can inspire and motivate each other by following the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about only following him between these four walls. So you got to follow him out the door. Follow him into your car. Follow him into your house. Follow him onto your job. Because sometimes we think the job's over here. See, the job's way over there. You know, it's different. You know, on the job, I can whoop somebody's behind. You know, not in church. You know, I mean, on the job, it's okay to cuss because we're on the job. You know, but not in church. You know, wait a minute. He there too? You do know that the Holy Ghost, when you got saved, the Holy Ghost moved on the inside. He don't leave. He said, I'm going to be there forever. So everywhere you go, you take God with you. Everywhere you go. He's right there.
Amen.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. He's right there, friend. That was something I posted with a long time. As long as the preacher don't see, we all right. You know, give me the red cup. We put in the red cup. You know, how you doing, preacher, with the red cup? We all know what the red cup is. Amen. Let me, So when my brother said, let me smell that cup. I'm doing a smell cup test. Amen. But nonetheless. But what we see right here, man, because my whole point is this. There's things that we'll miss if we don't follow Jesus. You don't want to miss anything. There's things that you and I will experience because we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm thinking to myself right now about about Brother Travis needing those needing his passport. Now, what's the odds of your passport sitting down there at the post office, which won't be open till Tuesday, but you just so happen to know somebody that has the type of authority to be able to go down to that post office, and if it is there, to be able to get it and to bring it to you. You ever heard that happen? I ain't never heard that happen. If it's down in the post office, you gotta wait till the day they open. And I'm praying, that's my prayer. That happened. But you know what? Somebody said, what's this? That's a big thing. That thing take place. Man, all the folks that's been praying will say, once again, look what God did. Look what God has done once again. Look what God has done. But you know what? If Travis and April weren't following Jesus, we wouldn't be able to experience that to me, miracle that's about to take place. You know? What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, it's amazing. I've known folks who go on mission trips. And matter of fact, mission trip we just went on. Do you know when we got the last of the money that we need to go on that trip? Was the day, were 6 hours before we was leaving. If I had money 6 hours before we were leaving, I'd be standing there going, hey, Gary, I love you, bro. Hope you love me. What do you say? But to me, that's just awesome. It just shows how God is awesome. He's awesome. But all these things happen because you're following the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, I'm done. I got two questions. First question is this. I want you to think about this. What would you have missed if you had not followed Jesus? What would you have missed? So that means this. You start thinking about things that you have experienced, which are things that you would have missed if you hadn't followed Jesus. The second question is this. What have you missed by not following Jesus? What have you missed by not following Jesus? Now, I know your first thought to me was, I don't know what things I could have missed. Well, do you know the time in your life when you were really miserable and defeated and all kinds of things because you know that at that particular time and point, you were not really following the Lord. And because you weren't following the Lord, you experienced certain things that you didn't have to experience if you had been following the Lord. What are you saying, preacher? I want all of us, myself included, to be more followers of Jesus than we ever have been before in our entire life. Each of us have probably had points in your life when you can say that you were so hungry for God that, man, you couldn't hardly eat, couldn't hardly sleep because all you were thinking about was God. But now there's come times where it's like, you know, I think about it, but it's like I don't have that same. It ain't just like, ooh, it ain't busting out me like it has been before. Well, you know what? God can rekindle that fire in your soul. That fire could be even greater than it was from the time that you trusted Christ as your Savior. I don't know about you, but I don't want to leave this world with a whimper. I want to leave this world with a bang. Amen. I want to leave this world knocking some teeth out of the devil's mouth. I want to leave, my dear friends. I'm not down in a valley somewhere, but I want to leave on a mountaintop. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. And one of the things that his speeches always motivate me, inspire me. But that one speech he always talked about, which was, I believe, it was the night before his death, when he talked about how he had been up to the mountain. He said, I might not get there with you, but I've seen the promised land. You know, my dear friends, when he was killed, when he was murdered, that was at the height of his life. Not the downsides. Because you know, sometimes people, they go real high, and then when they leave this world, it's like this, like, man. I remember him, how he used to, you know, he was this or he was that. You know, even, you know, we don't have to leave that way as Christians. That's why I love the older saints of God. I know some men of God who are in their 80s and their 90s, and they're 90 and serving God. My pastor's 83. Dude, he does. He drives to meetings 2 and 3 hours. And they be trying to tell him, no, you don't need to do all that driving. He said, well, I should still drive. And he drives over there, amen. The man is talking about starting, if the Lord directs him there, he's even contemplating starting the church. Oh, in Wales. Doc, you're 83, Doc. But you know what? He's still going strong. He got plans. He got ideas. Things that he's wanting to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not trying to find a retirement home somewhere. He's not trying to say, well, I'm going to go back and kick up my feet somewhere. No. He's busy for Jesus. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, they talk about, well, when are you going to retire? Retire. Ain't nothing about retiring. We're fire. We're going to retire, amen. What are you saying, preacher? It's worth it to follow Jesus. Don't miss out on not following him. And I know we got our flesh to be battled with. But my dear friends, our flesh is not greater than our God. Our flesh is not greater than our God. You read Romans and it talks about that battle. And it talks about walking in the spirit and how you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh if you walk in the spirit. But too many of us, a lot of times, we may start off walking in the spirit, then we get sidetracked, you know. And then we start going that way. It's a little something. It ain't going to hurt a whole lot. It ain't going to hurt more than what you think. More than what you think. And the consequences will be greater than what you could have imagined. There might be somebody that loses their way because you and I have lost our way. Stay on course. Stay on the path. Continue to follow Jesus. As long as you and I follow Jesus, we will not go wrong. You know why? Because he knows where he's going. I don't have a clue, but he knows where he's going. Let's make sure we follow Jesus. Father, thank you for your many blessings. Lord, I'm it. That's it. I'm done. I pray, God, that the message that you gave me to give, I pray that it was more than sufficient enough to challenge us, to encourage us. Yes, if nothing else, to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. As long as we follow Jesus, we'll be okay. And I pray, God, that each of us will follow you, Father, and know what to do about certain things that perhaps are in our life at the moment. Some of us need to have decisions we need to make. We need direction. We need guidance. I pray, God, that they come and talk to you for a few moments and say, Lord, just give me some guidance on how to address this issue or this situation, or show me how to respond to this individual. Show me what to say to that one that needs to be spoken to. Help me to help that one that's wavered and going in the wrong direction. But Lord, help me to know how to go about it. I pray they come talk to you tonight. Perhaps, God, there's some folks who just want you to warm their hearts again with a greater desire, a burning desire for you, more of you. Father, help us to love the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to apply the Word of God, to live the Word of God. Father, just help us, please. We all need your help. And I pray, God, as many of us will come talk to you about that. If we're struggling with something in our thoughts, help us to bring that struggle to you, the foot of the cross, tonight, and ask you to help us, and we'll thank you. And of course, if there's one here tonight that's not sure of their salvation, they're not sure, they want to be sure, oh, God, I pray they come. Let pride not be a hindrance, but come and talk to you. They want to talk to me or someone else to hear that they have confidence in, and we'll show them from the Word of God how to be sure. But help somebody, please. For us in your Son's name we pray, Father Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand.